Everdell Complete Collection Review. Is the big box worth it in 2026? Hi, this is Yumi. Let us make your next game night a very good one. Buy it only after Everdell is a proven house favorite and you want nearly the entire classic expansion library. New players should start with base Everdell. Most returning groups should add New Leaf first. The complete collection is both a lavish archive and a behavioral test. Will one enormous box create more Everdell Knights or make setup feel ceremonial? Yumi checked the current Asmodee catalog, the 88-page Gilded Book, the official component inventory, current Amazon listing, owner setup reports, and expansion discussions. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. Who should buy the Everdell Complete Collection? The live price moves and has recently appeared materially lower. Buy the collection when the base game is already requested. You want most of Pearlbrook, Spirecrest, Belfair, New Leaf, and Mistuward, and you have permanent storage near the table. Skip it as a blind first purchase. This is not one perfected mode. It is a modular library whose value comes from choosing the right chapter before game night. Yumi's short answer: base game first, New Leaf second. Complete collection only after your table asks for a third chapter. What is actually inside the big box? The collection contains the Everdell Collector's Edition material plus Pearlbrook, Spirecrest, Belfair, New Leaf, and Mistuward, the Wooden Evertree Consolidated Gilded Book and Archive References, a comprehensive storage system, and deluxe promos and tokens. It supports up to 6 players through Belfair content. It does not contain later standalone Everdell World games such as Farshore, Everdell Dew, or Silver Frost. It also does not include the sculpted deluxe resource vessels. The trays merely provide space for them. That last distinction causes recurring confusion because many glamorous setup photos include vessels purchased separately. Does the complete collection make Everdell easier or harder to table? Both. The trays and consolidated references are excellent once you know where everything lives. The physical box is also huge, heavy, and layered. Owners repeatedly report that the game became less portable and sometimes less played after consolidation. The official sell sheet lists the package at 18x12x6.75 inches. Measure the shelf, the carrying path, and the table rather than trusting the word storage. The collection works best when it lives close to the table and the host pre-selects one module before guests arrive. It works worst when the group opens the lid and negotiates from the entire library. Choice made during setup feels like friction. Choice made the day before feels like curation. Which expansion should you learn first? New Leaf is the best first expansion for most groups. Its station, visitor cards, new critters and constructions, and expanded card flow make the town feel busier without abandoning Everdell's engine. Belfair is the hosting toolkit, with player powers, market, and award modules, a flat Evertree replacement board, and support for 5 or 6. Spirecrest adds a mountain journey, season-by-season weather, discoveries, and large critters. It is the adventurous heavier knight. Mistuward is primarily the 1- and 2-player challenge, using Nightweave as a more present adversary. Pearlbrook adds frog ambassadors, a river board, pearls, adornments, and wonders. It is beautiful and divisive because it redirects resources toward a side economy. The Gilded Book's safest principle is still the right one. Begin with one major expansion, not an everything-at-once proof of ownership. Yumi's first 4 nights base only. Base again. New Leaf. Then choose Belfair for hosting, Spirecrest for adventure, or Mistuward for solo. How should you teach the first game from the complete collection? Before guests arrive, build a base-only kit. 8 meadow cards, 4 basic events, the special events, forest locations, resources, player workers, and the main deck. Each player starts with 2 workers and a hand determined by turn order. On a turn, do one thing: place a worker, play a card, or prepare for the next season. A played construction or critter enters your city. The matching critter can usually occupy its construction instead of paying berries. Cities normally stop at 15 cards. Preparing for a season retrieves workers, grants the printed production or new workers, and does not happen simultaneously. Players may be in different seasons. When a player cannot or chooses not to act, they pass permanently. Total printed points, purple prosperity scoring events, journeys, and point tokens. Teach that clean loop before visitors, whether pearls, Nightweave, or player powers. What are the honest drawbacks? The first drawback is size. The second is Mahjong-gil. Owning 5 expansions can make a base only knight feel wasteful even when base only is exactly right. The third is setup choice. The fourth is that expansion value is uneven by household. A solo player may treasure Mistuod while a 3-player social group rarely touches it. There is also a real completion trap. The complete collection covers the classic system, not every later release carrying the Everdell name. If the emotional reward comes from having absolutely everything, Farshore, Dew, and Silverfrost immediately reopen the boundary. Buy this as a library of one game, not as a certificate that collecting is finished. The table time test: if base Everdell is not reaching a table now, a heavier box is unlikely to fix the scheduling problem. What should you sleeve, sort, and prepare? Give the box one quiet organization evening. Sticker critters only if the ritual sounds pleasurable. One detailed owner review counted 358 stickers, which is a project, not a pregame chore. Keep the base deck, base events, and base player pieces reachable as a self-contained teaching kit. Label each expansion divider and store a one card, night menu listing what that module adds. Sleeve only with a plan. The collection contains hundreds of cards and full sleeving adds cost, volume, and handling time. Protect the high shuffle main deck first if your household plays often. The insert is designed around the collection, but extra thickness can change fit. Test one section before buying cases of sleeves. What is the smartest Everdell buying path? New player base Everdell. Householder has played and requested more, New Leaf. 5 or 6 player host, Belfair. Solo first player, consider Mistuod. Committed fan starting from almost nothing who wants the full classic library. Complete collection. Buying expansions separately can cost more if you eventually want all of them, but it preserves portability and lets you reject modules that do not fit your table. The complete collection is financially strongest when you want nearly the entire classic line, and behaviorally strongest when you can curate it. The cheapest complete box is not the best value if the base box would have been played twice as often. Final verdict: Woodland Grail or Beautiful Shelf Anchor? It is a Woodland Grail for a household with proven Everdell affection, nearby storage, a generous table, and a host who enjoys choosing the right module. The production is lavish. The references are thoughtful, and the range from cozy base play to New Leaf Bustle, Spirecrest Adventure, and Mistuod Solo is substantial. It is a beautiful shelf anchor when bought as reassurance that no expansion decision will ever be required. The box does not remove decisions, it moves them into setup. My recommendation remains deliberately romantic and practical. Let the base game earn a big box. When people start asking which Everdell Knight you are hosting next, the complete collection has found its house. Final verdict: the Everdell complete collection is a worthy grail for a table that already loves Everdell and wants the whole woodland in one premium box. It is not the smartest first purchase. Start with the base game, add New Leaf if the table asks for more, then buy the big box only when completion feels like relief instead of temptation. Still deciding? Take the Game Finder, answer 7 quick questions, and the cabinet will hand you the board game built for your table, with a buy link and your own shareable player talisman. Frequently asked questions. That is not the same as the current Amazon price, which changes and has often been lower. Use the direct product link to check the live offer. Is Everdell Complete Collection worth it for beginners? Usually no. Beginners should start with the base game, learn the rhythm, and only buy the complete collection after the table asks for more Everdell. What Everdell expansion should I buy first? For most tables, New Leaf first. It adds cards and a lively station board while preserving the base game's cozy engine building feel. Is Everdell good solo? Yes. The base game includes a solo mode, and Mistuod is the expansion to look at if solo play is a major reason you are buying. How many cards can you have in your Everdell city? Your city can contain up to 15 cards. That limit is one of the game's smartest teaching moments because it forces players to curate instead of hoard. Should I mix all Everdell expansions together? Not on a first night. Treat expansions as modules. Add one at a time, learn its personality, and rotate based on the mood of the table. What should I buy if the complete collection is out of stock? Buy the base game first, then New Leaf. If you later want the whole line, compare the total cost of piecemeal expansions against the next live complete collection listing.